Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm very excited about having our good buddy Jack Oldrich back on the show. Jack's one of the futurists in our brain trust. He is the president of Nano Veritas. He is the author of a number of books. And as a futurist, he's, especially in the area of technology, he talks about these things, writes about these things. His, I think the last book I have for you, Jack, is Jump the Curve. Is that the new book?
That is correct.
That's the brand new one, 50 Essential Strategies to Help Your Company Stay Ahead of Emerging Technologies. And I know you got some more coming out, Jack. Welcome back to the show. Would you help us, would you take a few minutes and help us learn how to be futurists ourselves in our small businesses?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we can do it, can't we?
Oh, I think you can, and you have to do that. And you don't need to rely on professional futurists such as myself to do it. The first thing I really encourage people to do is, I know all business people, particularly small business owners, you are so focused on the day-to-day. I mean, you're lucky if you can look out to the next week, the next quarter. If you're really fortunate, maybe the next year. But there are some really big trends pulsating through society that every business owner has to be aware of. So the first thing I tell people is we have to become more aware of what it is we don't know. That we all know what we know, and we think that what we know is going to be enough to allow us to continue to survive and thrive. Well, that's not the case. We have to become cognizant of what we don't know, and this is really what a futurist does. They step back and they look at the big trends. And so I would encourage your listeners to
They don't look at the donut. They look at the hole, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And there are a couple of sites that there's one business one that I would just encourage everyone to go to. It's called MIT Technology Review, and they have a wonderful daily digest of about three articles that talk about emerging technology from a business perspective. So these aren't pie-in-the-sky sort of really cool, far-out futuristic stuff. It's stuff that is happening today in R&D labs and that is going to come out into the commercial marketplace anywhere within the one to 3 years.
Well, you know, the thing about a futurist, you guys aren't clairvoyant. You don't have some sixth sense that the rest of us don't have, but you do take the time to read lots of different reports. You see a lot of different, you pay attention to what people are doing, and you basically connect the dots in the future, don't you?
That's right.
And that's, there's nothing a business owner who knows his or her industry, who goes to, you know, who hangs around with their industry peers, who pays attention to what's going on in the world, just to connect a few dots. Maybe Jack's dots are a little farther ahead of yours, but you know, anything ahead of our nose is good.
That's right. There's a wonderful quote that says, "You know what the best way to predict the future is? Create it yourself."
I like that.
It is that notion of connecting the dots to look at these trends, and you can dismiss some to say, no, that's not ready for prime time yet. But others, you're going to say, that is a business opportunity. I have to educate myself on it now and then operationalize on it. Can I just tell you a quick story that I think really gets to the heart of this?
Yep.
Reed Hastings founded Netflix, and back in the mid-1990s, he said, I want to start a business. I want to send movies through the mail. Well, his business model didn't work because VHS cassettes were too big. But he noticed a trend. It was data storage. And he said, look, by the end of the 1990s, I know that Hollywood is going to put their movies on DVDs. And when they do that, I'm going to be ready to strike.
Right.
And so he began planning in advance. And he's done it again. Mm-hmm. What's Netflix now doing? They're streaming videos over the Internet. That he's always one step ahead. And that's what good futurists do, and anyone can be.
Well, you know, and the problem with small businesses, see, you and I both know, this has nothing to do with intelligence, it has nothing to do with education, it has nothing to do with perception, intellectual capability. It has to do with the fact that if you're a small business, you said it in the beginning, Jack, we're so busy executing, we're so busy busy managing, we're so busy fighting alligators in the trenches that we don't take the time to get up into a little bit of an orbit of our businesses and look around and see what's coming at us from, you know, and do a little more visioning and a little less executing. That's the problem, isn't it?
That is, and I know it's hard to do. I mean, we're small business people by their nature are action oriented. They need to be doing something. And this, the notion of taking, you know, an hour a day, an hour a week, and just stepping back and reading and thinking hard is not natural. But it's really going to pay extraordinary dividends.
Find the time, folks. Budget the time somehow. Budget the time to disengage, to unfocus your eyes a little bit and see and look around you. See what's going on around you. I think you'll be amazed at how great a future you can become for your small business. We're going to be right back. Jack Ulrich is going to look into the future for us and give us some, tell us about some things that he's seeing coming at us right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.